Bonds one home run away from history. And he swings! And there's a long one deep in the right center field. Way back there. It's gone! A home run! Into the center field bleachers to the left of the 421-foot marker. An extraordinary shot to the deepest part of the yard. And Barry Bonds, with 756 home runs, he has hit more home runs than anyone who has ever played the game.
John Miller with the call last night on KNBR in San Francisco of Barry Bonds getting to number 756. As I was watching the video of it, I thought, you know, I want to hear the reaction of some people to this. And one of the people I want to hear from is Lance Williams. He is a writer for the San Francisco Chronicle. He and another writer there named Lance Fanarawata wrote, Mark Fanarawata and Lance Williams. They wrote the book Game of Shadows last year, in which they unveiled some of the things that they had found in their reporting on the grand jury and on the Barry Bonds story. So Lance joins us live here this afternoon on KMOX. And what were you thinking when you watched the game last night, Lance?
Well, it was an inevitable moment, if I can put it that way.
Yeah.
And it was an achievement, for sure. Also an achievement that you have to put in the context of how it came about. As we wrote, he started using banned drugs after the 98 season, used them straight on through 2003, including the 73 home run year, setting the stage for what we saw last night.
It's mm-hmm.
a different sort of achievement than that of Hank Aaron, who hit his home runs on the natural.
I think the difference between Barry Bonds and Hank Aaron goes several layers deep. The pressure that was on Aaron in 73 and 74 because of the racial divide in this country, the death threats that he were getting. We live in a very, very different time. But doesn't the fact that Major League Baseball has allowed Barry Bonds to continue playing the game, to pick up the wood, to get to the plate, to hit it over the wall, doesn't that essentially say, look, the game thought this was okay, so that's all that matters?
Well, you make a good point. I had that thought when I was watching the weekend game from San Diego where Bonds tied the record and the commissioner, you know, with body language, showed just how uncomfortable he was about being there and seeing this happen. And I couldn't help but thinking, this is one of the few people in the country that could have headed this moment off if he had stepped in. And since he chose not to, I just didn't think it was very seemly for him to show up and act uncomfortable.
What's the status of the whole investigation, both at the baseball level and at the federal level right now?
Well, the Mitchell investigation has been going for 17 months. It's been impeded in part because they were denied access to the federal witnesses who might testify against Bonds if you were prosecuted. But we understand it's moving along, and Mitchell seems to think he's making progress now after a long period where he wasn't. The federal investigation involves whether Bonds committed perjury when he denied knowingly using banned drugs in testimony back in 2003. His trainer's sitting in prison. I think they're going to have to make a call on it this fall, although by law they have another year before they have to face statute of limitations problems. I can't imagine they would drag it out that long. Many around the case were ready to ask for an indictment a year ago. But instead, they've decided to try to pressure the trainer into becoming a witness.
Do you think that there will be indictments, and will Barry Bonds be one of those who gets indicted?
You know, I don't understand how the federal prosecutors think, so I have trouble predicting what they would do. As I say, our reporting shows that the line people, the people who investigated the Belco case, thought they had an excellent perjury case against Bonds. Their boss overruled them and decided to try to force Greg Anderson, the admitted steroid dealer, into testifying against Bonds. The trainer won't do it and is sitting in prison instead. Someone is going to have to sort it out and make a call. And we think that'll happen when we get a new federal prosecutor in San Francisco. That's supposed to happen pretty soon.
Talking with Lance Williams of the San Francisco Chronicle, co-author with Mark Fanarawata of the book Game of Shadows. You guys were threatened with having to go to jail because you wouldn't reveal your sources. What's the status of that?
No, we were relieved of that obligation in February when the subpoenas that the government had issued were withdrawn, and the judge then acknowledged that we no longer had an obligation to go to prison. So we've been free of that for several months, and It's great.
my sports guy, Kevin's got a question for you, Lance.
Sure. Lance, in all of the investigations, either leading into the Book of Shadows or coming since then, have you found anything that indicates Bonds took anything illegal or banned before 1999 or after 2001?
Yeah, after 2001. Our book spans through the 2003 season, and he was still using them. 02 and 03. In fact, 03 is when he turned to the Balco undetectable drugs because baseball was testing by that time. All our reporting said that he had played clean through the 98 season. That's what we were told, and that's what we believe.
You believe the record is tainted, right?
Well, that's such a judgmental word. I think it's a record that was achieved through banned drugs, and it's a representative of the steroid era, and it's not the same achievement as what they achieved back in the day.
Of course, the people who look back at baseball history say comparing different eras is a little bit tough because, you know, Babe Ruth never played against black players. Cy Young never pitched at the same level that Bob Gibson pitched, and Randy Johnson pitches now. And, you know, comparing people from one era to another isn't really fair. Isn't it fair instead to look at Barry Bonds and say, yeah, he's the home run king of the steroid era?
Well, it is problematic if you get into the micro of it to compare among eras, but it's also part of the fun of the game of being a fan is to compare over the eras and say, is this guy as good as the one I saw with my dad back in the day? The problem with the introduction of steroids, or a problem with it, is it punts the performance standards completely out of sight.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are hitting home runs, not just Bonds now, but throughout this period, the home runs have been flying out of the park at a rate that's unprecedented, and it's because of the drugs, and it detaches baseball from its past in a way, and that's too bad.
I got to thank all of you, all the fans here in San Francisco. Road and home, it's been fantastic.
That is Barry Bonds thanking the crowd last night in San Francisco after hitting home run number 756. We're talking with Lance Williams of the San Francisco Chronicle, who co-wrote the book Game of Shadows last year with Mark Fanarawada. And, you know, when he thanks the fans and you hear the cheers in San Francisco that did not come cascading down on Barry on Saturday in San Diego when he tied Hank Aaron's record, I have to ask you this question as a San Franciscan, Lance. Does everyone there love Barry?
Giants fans do. They've long since accepted what Bonds himself won't admit, which is that he used banned drugs, and now they've decided they don't care about it and don't want to hear it anymore. But it's a big region. There's another major league team here, and the farther you get from home plate at AT&T Park, the more accepting of the book and the more conflicted the feelings about the home run king.
Have you heard from some of those Giants fans who love Bonds?
I hear from them all the time. I've probably got a collection of 500 emails, and I had, golly, voicemail clogging the box when I got in this morning.
Wow. Kind of I told you so's kind of emails?
Oh, it's much more rude than that. But, you know, they are just fans, and I understand, and I certainly try not to lose patience with their need to vent.
Do you ever go to AT&T Park?
I haven't been since I started working on this story in 2003. It just didn't feel right.
Yeah, unless you went in
Mufti, as I think they call it.
All right, Kevin, you had a follow-up question.
Well, I was just going to follow up on that. You know, the difference in terms of home runs being hit, whether it's Bonds or anybody else, is not solely because of performance-enhancing drugs. I mean, the ballparks have been built smaller. The players themselves are no longer forbidden from lifting weights and working out, which they were up until the late 80s and early 90s by their teams. And, you know, just the general philosophy of hitting has changed. You don't see anybody shortening up their swing with two strikes anymore. I mean, I realize the role that steroids and human growth hormone have played in this, but I think it's a far more complex thing than that to judge the increase in home runs in the last 20 years.
It might be. It's hard to isolate it, but, you know, the drugs are powerful and they work in all other sports, and there's no reason to believe these young men would be subjecting themselves to the horrible side effects of these things if it didn't work.
There you go. Lance, as always, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Lance Williams of the San Francisco Chronicle, co-author with Mark Fanarawada of Game of Shadows. They had the story. I mean, you got to give it to these guys.
They nailed it.
They nailed it big time.